The Slavonic Benevolent Order of the State of Texas is a life insurance agency during the week. But turn any corner on this particular weekend at their main lodge in Temple, Texas, and you're bound to hear a few conversations that don't have anything to do with life insurance.
I'm full-blooded Czech.
First generation.
They all came from Moravia.
And you might not understand all of them. There are still almost 13,000 people who speak Czech in Texas. And according to the U.S. Census, there are almost 190,000 Czech Americans in Texas. That's more than any other state. And many live right here in Central Texas. The Slavonic Benevolent Order of the State of Texas is a gathering place for organizations like the Texas Czech Genealogical Society. The TCGS caters to Texas Czechs from all over the state. They hold meetings and cultural conferences like this one called From Ship to Plow. This was a workshop featuring guest speakers and storytellers deeply invested in their Czech roots and traditions. However, some of those speakers are concerned about the future of their culture. Luba Ruzica immigrated from what was then Czechoslovakia in the late 60s.
We came here in the United States in 1968 when the Russians invaded Czechoslovakia with full military force. And that was the time that mostly people, like educated people, were leaving.
The first Czechs arrived in Texas in the early 1800s, and through the 19th and 20th centuries, thousands of immigrants from what was then Bohemia and Moravia continued to pour into Texas, searching for economic prosperity. Many were also escaping religious and political persecution brought on by communist occupation. Ruzica says events put on by the Texas Czech Genealogical Society help her preserve that part of her heritage, but she worries about what's going to happen when first and second generation Czech Texans are gone.
I wish that more younger people would attend so they could keep the heritage, because as you see, probably mostly older people come here. That's shame, because with this older generation, the whole heritage will probably slowly die.
Pepperoni kolaches—that's an abomination.
During another presentation, current Austinite and fifth generation Czech Don Orsak is talking about food.
One of the things that I would like to see happen is more people learn how to make kolaches and other foods that are associated with the Czech community from community members, so that that authenticity can be maintained within the community.
Orsak has a hefty background in Czech curation. She's presented Texas Czech culture and foodways to communities in Texas and at the Smithsonian Folklife Festival in Washington, D.C. Her newest exhibit, Texas Czechs Rooted in Tradition, will premiere this September at the Museum of the Coastal Bend in Victoria.
The exhibit will have a multimedia station where people can watch short 2-minute films about different activities in the Czech community. It will have some artifacts, a croy, you know, things like an accordion or a deck of tarot cards.
The exhibit is the work of Orsak and a nonprofit she's a part of called Polka Works. It'll feature several panels talking about food and music in the Texas Czech community. The program will make its way across the state for the next 3 years, making plenty of stops in Central Texas. It's events and programs like these that keep TCGS members like Frank Kulback of Plano coming back for more. A native of St. Louis, Kulback spent much of his childhood growing up in the Midwest. He's joined Czech organizations in Minneapolis and Chicago, but Kulback says he's been able to connect the most with his roots right here in Texas.
When I come here, I meet people and their stories, and it makes me proud to be a Czech. I try to attend like the West Fest and the Ennis Polka Festival, and it just amazes me how I don't have to go to the Czech Republic to sample what it would be like to growing up Czech.
For more information on the Texas Czechs Rooted in Tradition exhibit, you can visit polkaworks.org. You can also find the Texas Czech Genealogical Society online at txczgs.org. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Jill Ament.